Enough is enough. Common sense gun laws shouldn't be this hard to get done. If you've committed domestic abuse, you should own a gun. If you've been hospitalized for mental health issues, you should own a gun. If you've had a restraining order issued against you, you shouldn't own a gun. Call your congressperson and tell them voters demand red flag laws now. We're not perfect. We don't win every battle. But we're in it for the long haul. It's time to remember why you're a Democrat. Freedom. What you do with your body, who you love. Ukraine's freedom. We're all tired. I get it. But there's work to be done. Roll up your sleeves and let's watch the blue wave rise again. Paid for by the DNC. It's literally the playbook of the Third Reich. Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation's MAGA fantasy for a second Donald Trump presidency, should terrify every American. Stacking the courts with extremist judges and actual concentration camps.
Trump and allies are planning militarized deportations and detention camps.
Vote. We need every vote to stop Project 2025. She's fought for justice for victims of sexual assault in the military.
The Military Justice Improvement and Increasing Prevention Act will require the military to take steps to help prevent crimes like sexual assault.
And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has said no to Republican insurrectionists trying to block investigations into the crimes committed by Donald Trump. On Election Day, stand with the senator who stands for you. Re-elect Kirsten Gillibrand. RFK Jr., cool name, bro, but it should stand for really f***ing kooky. No, really, is he broken? Like, what is with all the dead animals? He's a right-wing conspiracy theorist who thinks aliens are real and vaccines are fake. He claimed that chemicals are making children gay, and now he's bowed down to wannabe King Trump, which proves once and for all, RFK Jr. is unwell.